Teen births are at their lowest level in almost 70 years, according to a report from the National Center for Health Statistics. Birth rates for ages 15 through 19 in all racial and ethnic groups are lower than ever reported. Bill Albert is the chief program officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancies. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
This is good news.
It's terrific news. In fact, I would go so far as to say it might be one of the nation's great success stories over the past two decades.
What's the cause for this good news?
Well, I think there's a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is the magic combination of less sex and more contraception. That is, more teens are delaying sex, which is a good and responsible thing to do, and more teens who are having sex are using contraception more consistently and carefully, also a responsible thing to do.
All right. According to this report, the number of teen births in 2010 was its lowest level since 1946. That's before. That's just before the big baby boom.
Yeah, it is really quite remarkable. And when you look at this good news, it is really a story of progress that's both wide and deep. We've seen nationwide declines. We've seen, as you noted earlier, historic declines among all racial and ethnic groups. We've seen declines in all 50 states. So it really has been quite remarkable.
And when we talk about these decreases in births, are we to take it that the word is getting out to teens to wait or to protect themselves? And what causes that? Is it the parents that are being more responsible? Is it what we may see in the media?
You know, I think that's the $100,000 question, and I suspect it's a very rich brew of different things that are driving these rates down. I think one thing you did underscore is parents. I think there is some evidence to suggest that parents are being a bit more parental, that they're talking to their kids about the importance of relationships and love and sex and contraception and all of those important topics. I think there's also great concern among many young people about STDs in general and HIV in particular. I think we have a better menu of proven sex education programs that actually change teen behavior. And I think you can even point to shows like MTV's Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, who teens tell us the shows really make them understand the challenges of starting a family at a young age.
You know, it's interesting. When I think back, I never had the sex talk. I was raised by a single parent, and my mom never had any conversations about that with me. And now with 9- and 8-year-olds, I look for openings. As a matter of fact, with the 11-year-old, besides telling him I'll kill him if anything like that happens, we look for openings to have discussions like that. And I don't think the hormones have kicked in yet, but from what I understand, it's never too early to start talking about that once the kids reach, you know, 10, 11.
Well, you know, our parents, if they had a talk with us at all, it was a one-time sort of white-knuckle conversation. And what we're fond of telling parents is it shouldn't be that way. It should be an 18-year conversation that starts at a young age and is age-appropriate and goes on through the years. It makes it more comfortable for everyone. The important thing here, though, is for parents to clearly understand, whether they believe it or not, just how influential they can be regarding their kids' decisions about sex. We commission surveys every year of teenagers nationwide, and year after year after year, teens tell us that it is parents that most influence their decisions about sex, not popular culture, not peers, not even their partners. It's parents.
The report shows that contraceptive use at the first time that a girl has sex has gone up dramatically. What's caused this?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, but I suspect, again, it's probably better messages getting to teens. They're understanding it. Number one. Number two, I think that there are better sex education programs out there. And number three, I think there is real concern not only about too early pregnancy and parenthood, but about STDs. And I think that that is driving the behavior in large part.
Bill, you want to stir up a hornet's nest that's talking with parents about who should tell their kids about sex. What do you think education's role is in schools when it comes to sex education?
You know, as a general matter, I hope that schools look closely at the growing list of programs that have been shown through careful evaluation to actually change behavior. In other words, I'm not as focused on the content as I am on the results, and I suspect that's where most parents are as well. You know, it might make us feel a bit uncomfortable, but I have yet to meet a teenager who doesn't understand a message that goes something like this. We think at your age you are too young to be having sex, and so we want you to delay. And for different families, that means different things. But coupling that message with underscoring how important it is that if teenagers are having sex, that they use contraception each and every time, that is not a confusing mixed message to the teenagers that I've come across over the past two decades.
But bottom line, Bill, we still can get better.
Absolutely. You know, that's the not so good news in this report, is that despite this extraordinary progress, the U.S. remains a real outlier here. Our rates of teen pregnancies and births remain far, far higher than other comparable countries. So, you know, I like to say we can open a bottle of champagne and celebrate here, and then let's get back to work.
All right, 8:17 on the Tony Connolly Morning Show. We've been talking with Bill Alpert, who's the Chief Program Officer for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. What's your website, Bill, that we can give our listeners?
It is thenationalcampaign.org.
All right, Bill. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much, sir.
Thanks so much.